Now, the fact that he lauded the Chinese regime, supposedly bringing 600 million out of poverty, should give us some idea where they're going. I think power has a lot of admiration for what Mao did in China, and not Mao alone, obviously. We're going to be talking more over the coming weeks, but I am going to share a few quotes here, hopefully on every show. And I think you'll see as I do why I think it's important for us to check this book out together, Red Ink by Robert K. Schaefer, Dictatorship and the Development of Capitalism in China, 1949 to the present. Now, as we hear all around us today, because we're going to hear it from multiple sources, like I think perhaps the key propaganda piece is Kissinger's book on China. We hear this all over the political spectrum. Richard Wolff, I heard him praising this so-called achievement of the Chinese regime, industrializing China in only 30 years or something like that. This is the system of rule these folks are praising that resulted in the worst social disaster in history. And I'm going to quote now. These are quotes from Red Ink. Quote, Mao decided in 1958 to use the capital generated by the collectivization of land, that's forcing you and me off of the earth. We're going to be thinking a lot about that in coming weeks, the implications of that for our human nature, quote unquote, our souls. This came up for me in thinking about the film Searching for Sugar Man, is the impact of urbanization, quote unquote, on our souls, on what human nature is. Because I've been arguing in these shows that they made a conscious effort to recraft human nature in their own image, violent, etc., etc. But what I haven't sufficiently credited on these shows, even though it's clear to me that the earth is one of our three sources of power, the earth, the ancestors, and each other, but the removal of us from the earth is, I believe, well, they're all critical and they all happen simultaneously. But the earth gives us another model for self-definition in unity, in harmony, in cooperation and interrelationship with all life. And when that is cut, it's like, I got to find a better metaphor for what being disconnected from the earth means. It means turning us into these Frankenstein monsters, truly. I mean, I in hanging out with 1 and 2 year olds, have seen 2 year olds who've already developed a kind of a hardness about them, a kind of a not caring about, not no empathy. And that's not our inheritance from the earth. As I've said on the show before, I've seen 2 year olds still connected to earth, trying to further each other, trying to think through where the other person is at, thinking very much about their interconnections with all life. So no, that's not a stage of development, quote unquote. So back to Red Ink. Industrialization is what Mao decided to do in 1958, using the earth to fund it. That's what's meant by, quote, the capital generated by the collectivization of land. He used to finance the rapid industrialization of the country, which would enable China to make what he called a great leap forward. So these are quotes. Mao called a halt to the Great Leap Forward in 1960. So we're talking 1958 to 1960, 2 years, 2 years. And quoting the book, McFarquhar estimates that anywhere between 16.4 and 29.5 million people died during the leap because of the leap. In comparative terms, says Robert Schaefer, this epic social disaster is without parallel. The Irish potato famine killed 1 million people and forced another million to flee. The Great Bengal famine from 1942 to 1944 resulted in the deaths of 3 million people. The African slave trade which forcibly transported some 12.4 million people across the Atlantic, killed roughly 5 million men, women, and children during the first year of capture and crossing. The Germans murdered 6 million Jews, another 6 million other Europeans, and 3.3 million Soviet prisoners of war during the Holocaust. The famine that the Great Leap induced in China killed more people than all of these terrible disasters combined, and it did so more quickly, unquote. Now that's astonishing. We have not talked about that, you know? Seriously. And then added to that horror, the fact that this so-called Industrial Revolution, which made virtual slaves of the population of China in the factories, providing to us our so-called technological revolution on the backs of folks who had suffered so much. Do we ever say thank you? Are we actively trying to figure out how to end this horror so that we can say thank you in the only way that truly matters, by granting them and ourselves full access to our own bodies? That's what we deserve.